Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
92.5 WBEE. We all know that there's a big ATV and dirt bike problem in the city, right? We've seen the videos. We've probably experienced it while driving through the city or maybe sitting at the Genesee Brewhouse like I did that one time.
Yeah.
Where 1 to 15 dirt bikes, anywhere in between, or ATVs, or driving on the main roads and causing accidents. And some of these people are dying.
Yes.
While driving these dirt bikes and ATVs on the road. So they're working on a solution, which, with that headline, I think deserves a little respect. That's honorable that they see the problem and they're working on it. I know it's weird to say, but nowadays it's rare sometimes.
It is rare to
see a problem and a solution being worked on. So you admire them for that. But there was a public forum on bike safety last night, hosted by State Assembly member Demon Meeks, and they're trying to figure out a communication between people who make the decisions for the laws and rules and procedures in the city, and the people who are driving the ATVs. So they actually got to talk to some of these kids who like to, you know, drive the ATVs and the dirt bikes on the roads and stuff, and they're trying to figure out what the big appeal is and why this is all happening the way it's happening. So here are some of those riders yesterday during that forum explaining themselves.
Once I started riding, it gave me a sense of belonging and freedom.
I have not friends, but I have a family now, somebody I can count on.
So now understand where that's coming from. At least I've had time to kind of listen to this and absorb it and process it. We always talk about how the city has a problem with community and a place to go and family and someone at home and stuff
and
like that, right?
Constructive things to do other than violence or theft.
Right.
Or, yeah.
So understand where that's coming from.
Okay.
This isn't boredom, per se. At least, it doesn't seem that way. Because on the surface, when an ATV drives by you, when you're on, you know, whatever, East Ave, let's say, you're going, oh, you got to be kidding me. Dang, kids, what are they doing? My God, this is awful.
No helmet, usually,
nothing.
Yeah.
But you got to, now this is starting to make me understand where it's coming from. And again, it's hard to put yourself in their shoes because I grew up with a couple options to be able to do whatever I wanted to do as a kid. And I came home to at least a parent every night. I'm not saying it's right that they're whipping down the street and risking their lives and other people's lives, but you got to, now I'm starting to understand where it's coming from.
Well, Mayor Warren wants to think of a place here locally in the city where we could build a dirt bike park.
Maybe we could look at ways to secure some land or space to assure that, you know, people are engaging in this activity in a safe manner.
Our biggest goal is that you're safe. You know, that you're safe and the other motorists that are out on the road are safe.
Get them off the streets in this dirt bike park.
Comparing it to the skate park that just was built here in the city.
Well, a dirt bike park, you need at least an acre.
Yeah.
Right? At least?
Yeah, some sort of trail. Even if it's one or two loops, it's somewhere to go, you know, ride in circles and stuff like that. It probably wouldn't be anything extravagant with jumps and multiple terrains and stuff like that you might see on TV.
If we're going to, you know, there's an insurance factor there, obviously, a liability factor. And if they're going to use that that facility, they have to have their bike should be licensed, and they should wear a helmet.
Solution for the helmets was to provide free helmets or helmets for a small fee, and I didn't really clarify if that would be a rental thing or if they would just give them helmets.
I hope that that's a solution. I don't always see that that's what. Honestly, there are times when I've been caught up in this situation where all I see is I want to create mayhem. And so I'm going to fly in and out of cars like, you know, sometimes so low to the ground as they maneuver in and out that I don't know how they stay on their tires to begin with. So I, you know, honestly, if this were a solution, if this is all it took, God knows there's enough empty houses in the middle of the city or in some area. I'm sure we could come up with this land. I don't know where, but you know, obviously.
And wherever the land is, how do you think they're going to get there?
That's true too.
I mean, this is,
yeah,
a lot
true.
Of them, they're using this as their mode of transportation. So I hope it solves it.
I don't see it being the solution myself.
Yeah, everybody texting on the text line right now. Thank you for texting up early this morning.
I don't see
most people are saying they're wondering about the transportation to this ATV park.
Yeah.
It still would minimize being on the street. I understand they're still probably going to jump on the street to go there, but at least, I don't know.
I agree that it would be a nice alternative for things for kids to do. First of all, it's outside. It's being active. I know it's dangerous, but I mean, I have a son who loves anything motocross, like with a bike or with a you know, dirt bike. And I know that it's good for kids. It makes them feel good. They love the experience. It's a cool sport for them. And there's nowhere. So you really like it and you have this calling to ride a dirt bike, but you live in the city of Rochester. What are you supposed to do?
We used to go tear up the middle school when we were kids.
So I think I like the idea, and a lot of people probably won't. I like the idea of having a dirt bike park.
Me too. I like the idea of a solution being, you know, searched for.
Me too.
You gotta give them credit for that. I know it's their job and they should be doing that all along, but.
But of course, they're not putting it next to my house. Like, I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know where they're going to put this.
And that was the next thought I just had. I wonder if I live across the street from that plot of land that they come up with. Do I want to listen to that all day and all night long?
Yeah.
So it's not an easy solution. I'm not convinced that 100% of the riders are in it for the same reasons that we heard from the gentleman we heard from. But having said that, those people shouldn't hold them back. The fact that this does give them a connection and family really does make a huge difference in this story.
Once I started riding, it gave me a sense of belonging and freedom.
I have not friends, but I have a family now, somebody I can count on.
The all-new B-Morning Coffee Club with TJ, Terry, and Chris Kanye.
They will always put me in a good mood.
It's fun, and I love jamming out in the car.
Only on 92.5 WBEE.
I absolutely love my dog, but the constant shedding, not so much. But then I got a Swiffer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.